Oh, boy. This podcast is going to spin you round, right round the roller coaster that is rock. It's a rock and roller coaster.
Rock and roller coaster, baby. Yeah. Get on board.
Football, barbecues.
Keep your arms inside the cart at all times.
Rock and roadkill football today because
oh, yeah.
You are. If you're squeamish, maybe this isn't the podcast for you.
Yeah, we're pushing the boundaries of meat, what meat is acceptable on a barbecue.
Warning, this show contains outdated views on meat.
Yeah.
And outdated meat.
Yeah, and possibly illegal advice on what to eat.
Yeah,
we're not sure. It's a grey area.
It's a grey area.
Grey as the meat that we've been cooking.
Grey as the squirrels.
Yeah,
anyway, let's not think too much about how roadkill comes to be. But it is a fact of life. And do you know what, actually? I think it's time more podcasts talked about roadkill.
Yeah, sure. Waste not, want not. You know, it's there. You know, you might as well use it.
It's there. You're there. Yeah. What are you supposed to do? Not eat it? Enjoy the show.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Welcome to your annual antidote to Eurovision fever. This is a Eurovision free zone now and five. Who needs out there continental pop and eccentric dancing when you have rock and roll and football? It's a simple two-ingredient formula. The only reason we're going to be mentioning Malmo is when we talk about Forest beating them in the 1979 European Cup final. Not that Forest fans like to bang on about that in any way. What a big day of Premier League football we have ahead. The bum time, it is squeaky. The business end is upon us. 6:00 kickoffs for us to air horn along to this afternoon. In terms of the relegation dogfight, Luton are away at an erratic West Ham. Oh. Poor old groundskeeper Willie David Moyes and his sad hangdog expression playing his final home game as manager at the not so happy Hammers. They've never really seemed to appreciate him at the Taxpayer Stadium, despite Moyes winning a European trophy. He'd be well within his rights to just flip the V's at all the home fans come the final whistle. But I'm sure he'll graciously clap the claret-clad Cockney hordes who've disrespected him so. And as the Hammers look to Lopetegui, the Hatters know only a win will do today to close the gap on the Tricky Trees, who aren't in action until 5:30 at home to a worryingly in-form-looking Chelsea side. Burnley are also in with a chance of making their way out of the bog of eternal stench that is the drop zone. But they are away at Tottenham, and if they don't get a win, they will be relegated today. If they do win, it could make the Forest trip to Burnley next Sunday very tasty indeed.
Dear.
And when I say tasty, I mean a nervy, panic-inducing living hell. Elsewhere, Newcastle continue their push for a top-five finish at home to Brighton. Already relegated Sheffield United are away at Everton. Plus, a pack of Wolves try to claw at the high-flying Eagles, while the Bees hope to feast on some overripe cherries at the Vitalite Stadium. Both games with an end of season already on the beach feel to them. But despite that, it'll still be more interesting and entertaining than Eurovision. Games will get you going just a little bit. So please save all your misses for me as we finally face our Waterloo. Lordy, will it be a hard rock and roll hallelujah this afternoon?
Genius.
I don't know if anyone remembers the Lordy Finnish hard metal act from 2006. That was a reference to their beat.
Obviously, this is an audio medium, but I get the privilege of getting the visuals on Matt Dyson as well.
It's not good to see, is it?
It was the way that you rubbed your eyes after that.
You look like
you'd lost a middle set.
It was an exhausting one.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Gorgeous weather today.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
What? Finally, summer's here.
Yes.
Where's it been hiding all year?
I don't know where it's been, but it's great to have it back.
It is so good to have it back.
And
summer,
you're
if you're
looking
listening.
Resplendent in this lovely Forest away top from what, 1991?
That's right. 91 to 93 was this.
It's so nice. I love it.
Premier League patches
plain
on the side.
White Umbro. Oh, beautiful.
Jazzy design on the sleeve.
Yeah, nice.
In the 90s style.
Yes.
I'm hoping that this brings us some sort of positive yes, karma or some sort of thing, some positive vibes.
Yeah, we could be safe.
Later.
We could be safe by 5 o'clock, couldn't we?
We just need, and sorry to fans of Burnley and Luton, but it's us or you, and in that case, sadly, we want it to be you.
Yes.
We need West Ham to beat Luton and Spurs to beat Burnley, and Forest are safe, effectively. There's a goal difference thing.
It's quite a big gap, isn't it?
I think we'll be fine. Forest-Chelsea, of course, at 5:30, so Dyson and I are very excited about that. And, well, yesterday, quite the day.
Oh, yeah.
I went for an MRI scan.
Wow. Fun.
Have you ever had one?
No, I haven't. They look quite claustrophobic in that tunnel-y, tubey place they stick you in.
Yeah. I've had a few, obviously, in the last few months.
Yeah, I bet you have,
So I don't mind them now.
Good news, presumably?
Well, I'll find out. Well, tune in next season to find out. I don't think I'm going to get the results.
What a cliffhanger.
Do I have the all clear? You're going to find out. Should I fire an air horn if I get the all clear?
Yes.
I'm just operating on the basis that
in the doctor's office, you get an air horn out. Yes.
Oh, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. It's terminal. Sorry, Mac. In one of the old machines, because some of the new ones, they put headphones on you and you can have music.
Oh, really? So you could pick a playlist.
Yeah. So back when I was in hospital, I had Oasis, and then that was a bit too loud to be in an MRI because the machine itself makes a racket.
Yes.
And then obviously you're in quite a claustrophobic tube, although your head's sticking out the end. So.
Oh, is it? Oh, good.
Although I'm used to it now. But and then I chose Dire Straits.
Oh, nice.
I had Magic when I was in hospital. Yeah, part of the Bauer Media Group.
Yeah, so good to know that they were on message. Yeah,
but yesterday I was like, "Oh, can I have music?" He was like, "Oh, no, this is one of the old ones.
The old ones, you're not allowed music."
While I was in there, like it vibrated while it was taking, it's imaging. I was like, "Oh man," but I'm still a bit needle phobic, I would say.
You're right, yeah.
A long stay in hospital slightly cured me of that because you just get used to getting prodded all the time. But when you've not been away, when you've been out of the needle game for a while, do you know what I mean?
I can imagine it comes back,
So he goes in on this side, and I said, look, I always tell them that I'm scared just because then I think they take a bit of extra care.
Okay,
so I said, I'll just let you know, man, I'm a bit scared. And, I'm a bit of a ponce, mate, sort of that. I said, if you could just say sharp scratch, you could sharp scratch, going,
here he comes.
And then I could feel him sort of still going. I said, everything all right? I said, your vein's just collapsed.
When they can't find a vein, it's horrible, isn't it? Oh.
The thing is, I've got good circulation, and many phlebotomists in the past have told me, more than one phlebotomist at different hospitals have told me, I've got juicy veins.
Really?
I don't think that's a compliment they just hand down to any old guy. I've been told that at the Royal Free and at the Royal National Hospital.
What's this guy saying? He ain't got the juicy veins anymore.
So then he goes, I'll come around to your right side. So I'm okay. Look at that bruise there.
Oh, it's horrible.
I look down. So he's going in that time. I can feel him wiggling around. I was like, you get like cold sweat on your back.
I said,
is everything all right? He goes, yeah, it's just this one's collapsed as well. And then he calls his mate in. He's like, Steve. I was like, oh my God. He goes, is that right? I look down. That's swollen up to the size of a golf ball. I was like, it doesn't look. And then they basically go in on my hand. That's bruised. So I was like, you guys do this every day, right? He's like, yeah, we do it all day, every day. He said, it must be your veins. I was like, come on, plenty of them.
So your veins are not having an off day.
Can't
be bothered to show up.
What's that they say? A bad phlebotomist
blames his veins.
But I was like, and then you've been like, your arm has been like inflated, and then they stick you in a tube. They always lie to you about how long it's going to be. Half an hour.
Wow.
Hour and a half
with no music,
no music.
Just you alone with your thoughts.
I know. I was like, you know where I work, dude? I mean, music matters to me. Real music even more, and you're giving me none.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I'm going to Wembley tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
How'd you like that?
Wow, I like it.
Women's FA Cup final.
Oh, nice.
Bought the tickets months ago. £15.
Wow.
So good. I got tickets to last year's final as well. I love going to Wembley.
You do. You love walking down Wembley Way, don't you?
I love hobbling down Wembley Way on my sticks.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Trying to find a place to empty my colostomy bag.
Yeah.
Oh, the magic of the final. Although I watched that Netflix documentary about the Euro 2020 final. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's called, like, Wembley, The Siege of Wembley or something.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, when the Euros are getting through the barriers.
Well, I went to that final.
Yeah, you were there.
I have to say, I had a wonderful time and did have a ticket.
Yeah.
But watching it back, a documentary about the hooliganism and the amount of people that turned up without tickets and the violence outside the stadium, I'm like, I can't believe I was there.
All that was happening around you.
Oh, my God.
But you were blissfully unaware, were you?
I feel like I survived a natural disaster or something. I'm like, how did I not really... I mean, it was clear outside the stadium some people were trying to get in without tickets.
Mm.
And it was around the area that we were going in. So it was obvious there were some ne'er-do-wells there, but I didn't appreciate this.
Well,
is that old-fashioned?
That's what they call them.
Okay, what should I call them then?
Ne'er-do-wells.
Hood rats? Scroats.
Scum
rats.
I think scroats is the way to go.
Yobbos? Essex boys. Actually, just having a bit of fun, isn't
he? Yeah, yeah. I just think that they thought they could just storm the barriers in this day and age.
Some of them did, though.
I can't believe some of them found a way in.
It's so bad.
It's
you're
weird.
Like, oh, my God, this is terrifying. And then you're like, because it was... Obviously, the result was sad.
Yeah.
The experience of seeing England at a final was euphoric.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke Shaw scores.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're there for it all. It's something I dreamed of.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dear.
Yeah.
I was at something bad. I was at the scene of a crime.
Yeah, you were. Ooh. You did nothing. You didn't go and help, did you?
I was on the other side of the stadium.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that... Anyway, I'll be back there tomorrow. I'll be back there tomorrow reliving the whole thing.
Man the gates tomorrow. Make sure it doesn't happen again.
I'll be amazed. If there's crowd trouble at the Women's FA Cup final, I'll be amazed.
Well, that's the difference between the two games, isn't it? There's never crowd trouble at women's games.
Not yet.
No, because
we're hoping it's a part of the game that will be nurtured.
The ne'er-do-wells stay away, yeah. But the scroats will get involved at some point.
The scroats will get involved, yeah. You know what? Because I went to the Lionesses final as well when we won the Euros with the women's team. And that was like a summer apart. It was, and again, amazing seeing them play in a final and then amazing seeing them win. But it was incredible being at a major final at Wembley, sold out, England in a final, and people just... When they needed the toilet, go into the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone was nice to each other.
No vomit. No. None of that. No crowd violence.
No.
And it did occur to me then. I thought they've ruined it. Who should I support?
Do you have any sort of affinity with either of them?
Here's my thinking. Traditionally, I wouldn't be pro Man United, but I'm like, that's the men's game. Mary Earps, the goalie, went to the same school as me.
From Notts, yeah.
She's from Notts. She came through at Forest. She went to the Beckett School.
Yes.
So how do I not root for a...
Yeah, but it's hard to support Manchester
United. I know, that's the problem. It's Man United.
You can't do that.
Sorry, Ducky. You've got a sports burst.
Any form of the game, you can't.
I think it depends maybe on who the people around us are supporting.
Yes,
you don't want to be a killjoy.
Yeah.
But I don't know what shirt to wear.
Oh,
maybe an England shirt?
Would you know what end you're in?
Just in a neutral bit.
A neutral
bit. I don't know,
like the family stand.
You've got to go to a women's football match now because the atmosphere is magic. And you get the chance to go to a cup final at Wembley. £15 for a ticket.
That's unbelievable.
The FA Cup final.
Unbelievably cheap.
It's so good. I'm so pleased because I've never been to an FA Cup final before. So this is my first FA Cup final. I still want to go to a men's one. I would put that on my bucket list above a Champions League final.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the FA Cup is magic.
I haven't been since 91. Of course, yes.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, sad day, but a great day.
So I don't know who to support. I don't know what... I think I support Spurs, but I want Mary Earps to play well.
Yes, I think that's the way to go.
That's the way.
That sounds sensible to me.
But depending on who
you
around
want her
me.
To have a good game, but eventually lose.
But I'm going to be on sticks tomorrow, so I'll be finding out how disability-friendly Wembley is.
Oh, yes, nice.
Whether it's good for people with colostomy bags.
Yes, and your sticks. So you'll be able to get around okay, presumably?
Yeah, what I might do is I might just dial up the hobble a bit.
Yeah, they might give you a wheelchair for the day, will they?
You
get wheeled around.
Push us around. Can I get me points in this wheelchair? I'll probably leap up when a goal scores.
Yeah.
Like, that guy, he's cheating his benefits. Yeah. I'm not on benefits, we're just tired.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Got to be having barbecues today.
Oh, yes. We've got to be soundtracking some
barbecues. Come on, we've got to be.
Get in touch with the barbecue. We'll do barbecue-based shout-outs, shall we? Or
Although you don't seem too keen on your own idea.
I'm just thinking out loud, shall we? Is that fun? I don't know.
Self-heckling man.
You can get like an air horn if you're outside having a barbecue, perhaps, you know?
For every quite sausage. Nice.
Yeah, tell us what you're having.
Do barbecued items get as ruined as they used to these days.
Well, now that a lot of them are gas, there's a lot more control over it, isn't there? So I don't think they are. They're not as charcoal.
Personal view, that ain't a barbecue.
I don't think it is.
That's an outdoor
just,
stove.
That's just cooking on a hob outside.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
You've got to have the charcoal flavour.
Yeah, and they put like chips of wood in there as well that sort of add a bit of a smoky flavour.
Okay.
That's slightly better, but yeah, okay. I'm always a charcoal briquette guy, you know, and I will
You're
be.
Keeping it old school,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah,
you want carcinogenic. How do I make this process meat more carcinogenic?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And covered in black stuff.
I just want it just to be black. I want
bloody
it like
in
a,
the middle.
I want
yeah.
it to look like a coal miner's finger. Text us on 8-12-15 if you're having a barbecue. And, well, I guess on what basis would a barbecue item get an air horn?
If you're bringing something different to the table, because like you go to a bar, you always have the same things, sausages, burgers. What have you got that's pushing the boundaries
wow.
of al fresco dining in the summer?
Oh,
you've
my
got,
word.
You know, you must have something new and creative to bring to the table, then you get an air horn.
Yeah. Okay. So what... innovative meat? It doesn't have to be meat.
It doesn't have to be meat.
The vegans can join in.
What are you barbecuing that you've never barbecued before?
Okay. Well, if you're barbecuing something that you think sits outside the usual suite of items.
Use the hashtag coal miner's finger.
That sounds ruder than it is. Oh, I tell you what, I went to a barbecue at the weekend at Matt Dyson's house. Give me a coal miner's finger.
Yeah, loads of people are getting in touch, to be fair. They're really pushing the boundaries of what you can do with a barbecue. Salmon nailed to a log, then smoked over coals for an hour.
What?
Beautiful,
hang
says
on,
Anonymous.
Hang on, let's just...
Salmon nailed to a log.
It sounds like they've crucified the salmon.
Seems unnecessary.
My word. I mean, it feels very caveman.
Yeah, slowly crucify and then smoke.
Just crucify that for about an hour.
Do that on a
crucified
show.
Salmon. Yeah, salmon on crucified. Oh dear! Just as a sidebar to this, if I go to Wagamama's, number 71, chicken katsu curry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not in the mood to try something new.
Yes, and so, you feel disappointed if you don't get that hit of katsu.
McDonald's, Big Mac, Pizza Hut, pepperoni. Pizza. I don't muck about.
You don't muck about. You go for the big hitters every time.
No.
Yeah.
Whereas, but today we're coming out of our sidings and we're saying, let's experiment. Let's push the boundaries.
Some unusual stuff is still coming in. Paul in East Yorkshire, get this. He just says, I like squirrels on the barbecue.
What?
Roadkill. I mean, that people do eat squirrels these days, I think. But I mean, like, if you can get...
These days. Tell you what, Britain under the Tories, people started eating squirrels. That was the state of things.
These days. Well, you know, the roadkill is there for everyone, so it's free. It's free meat.
It's there for everyone.
It's free meat. Go and grab a slice.
Thanks to the potholes that are everywhere now. There's so many more.
There's so much
more to eat. It's a banquet out there, and that's free, guys.
Yeah, and then some other tips coming.
Isn't there a thing though with roadkill? You can only eat it if you didn't kill it.
Is that true?
I'm not sure if that's true or if that's a rule elsewhere. I've heard that. Because otherwise it's
an
incentive.
Prove it?
Well, proving it's another matter. But I think so that there's not an incentive to just, you know, if you're peckish, you run a badger over.
Chasing badgers, yeah.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
We're talking roadkill today because the sun's out, so why not?
Yeah.
Someone here says, I have had roadkill.
Oh, what?
I've eaten roadkill. I ate its liver with fava beans and a nice Chianti. That's from Hannibal. I think that person might be winding us up.
Dog.
Someone out there's had it. I don't think I'd ever eat roadkill. I'd always just think, I must have some
I just think it's,
crisps
yeah,
in
how
instead.
How long has it been there for, you know, getting run over by tyres? You know, it's not going to be clean, is it?
Because it's been tenderised.
It's not going to be properly butchered. Yeah, it's going to be looked after in a nice way.
I've had rabbit. I had rabbit ravioli in Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a boast.
Oh, I've lived, mate.
What a boast.
Yeah, when I think back on my life, I think of my wedding day, getting the all rabbit. Clear, and having rabbit what, ravioli.
Of all the places to do rabbit ravioli, I wouldn't have thought Stoke would be it, but was it a fine dining establishment there? Was it?
It was one of the more upmarket places.
Yeah. I have eaten...
Greg's, I think it's called?
I think I've eaten pigeon. I have had pigeon. You had that before?
I must have had.
Yeah, it's quite nice. It's quite gamey, isn't it? Oh, there's another goal. Look, here we go. it doesn't really matter. Sheffield United are already down, but they're now 1-0 down at Everton. Decore has scored for the Toffees.
So pigeon?
Yeah, yeah, like pigeon breast with some jus and potato in a gastro pub. Very nice. Yeah.
Lovely.
But, you know, not much of it there. Is that's the thing with squirrels as well. There's not much meat on the bone, is there? Is it worth it? Is it worth the effort of hunting down and running over a squirrel?
Swerving
just
on the motorway.
A tiny bit of meat.
Is it worth the effort of laying nuts in a lay-by, going down to the next junction, turning round, and then swerving fast? You be the judge. The conversation the whole country is having, of course, today is about roadkill.
Yes.
And
barbecue roadkill, that's what it's all about.
Here we go. Someone says, a friend of mine in Canada cooked a moose he found at the side of the road on a barbecue. It had been hit by a lorry the night before, and which obviously is terrible. But how do you cook a moose?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to break it down into quite a few bits, wouldn't you?
But you'd have to have experience to be able to.
You'd have thought so.
Cut that up.
I mean, is moose meat particularly tender? I've never heard of anyone eating a moose before.
I imagine it's pretty decent, but at least in this country, the roadkill's pretty small.
Yes.
You're talking badgers and foxes.
Yeah, just, yeah. Exactly.
You'd put that in the glove box and go off with it.
Yes, yeah.
A moose
is a big one. You've got to put it on the roof. Put it on the roof rack, I suppose, haven't you?
It's just there. But people are just taking the cuts they want at the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Everyone just goes up and has a little slice.
Oh, yeah. I'll just have a bit of.
I'll just have a bit.
They call it breast?
The rump. I'll have a rump steak. A
rack of ribs for me, please, mate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was definitely dead before you got here, wasn't it? Yeah. It's just, we're not sure of the law.
No.
Someone else here. Dyson is obsessed with people having stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily have on a barbecue, which is why we ended up talking about roadkill if you're just joining us.
Yes. It's not
like an analogy for forest season or something. Talking of things that are dead at the side of the road, Forest play Chelsea at 5:30. Prawns in tinfoil, says Tracy and Neil off to Warwick Races for Ladies' Day.
Oh, very nice.
It's not for Neil, then Neil will be in the car park listening to Rock and Roll Football.
Yes.
He says, prawns in tinfoil with white wine and chopped garlic.
Oh, nice.
Make into a parcel with the tinfoil and pop on the barbecue. That's high-end.
Oh, yes. I'm well into that. On papillot.
I thought that was a film with Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen. What?
No, that's it. The steam inside cooks it, doesn't it, in a little bag.
Oh, like a disposable tagine.
Yes, I suppose, in a way. Yes.
Is that a polite way of saying no?
I suppose it is, yeah. And then, get this, though, then for a non-meat option, Brussels marinated in soy sauce and maple syrup.
That's a nice fusion, British marination. Japanese, Canadian.
Exactly. This is we're pushing boundaries on the barbecue.
And that's what you would put on a dead moose.
Yeah.
Getting a whole roadkill banquet today.
This is the home of barbecue chat, football, zero Eurovision chat. I think that's a nice, refreshing place
to be. Eurovision free zone.
This Saturday.
What did we vote leave for? This is it. We don't want Eurovision. Although, to be fair,
it's the whole world.
I've just never been into Eurovision.
No, I get that
people like it, and I'm not raining on anyone's parade. I understand the appeal.
Yes.
I understand the ironic appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just on for so long.
It's too much, isn't it? Yeah, the whole show lasts forever.
Oh, come on, man.
And none of it's ever really that good, is it?
Music for all of it.
Who's
saying it? Apart from Gina G.
Yeah. That was the high point.
That was good. Gina G was good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're Dyson in particular, although myself as well.
We're pushing the boundaries.
Want to find out what you're having on the barbecue that's different, the boundary-pushing barbecue items.
So many people getting in touch with a lovely hot day. People are listening outside, getting goals, rock and roll, and barbecuing meat. That is what makes this country great.
Yeah.
But not just meat, because look at this. Mark Adamson tweeted us. Saying that he has hash browns on the barbecue.
I've never heard of that
before. I've never heard of anyone doing that before.
That's a great idea.
An air fryer, yeah, sure, but not on the barbecue.
Barbecued hash browns.
So crispy, imagine how crispy.
And that slightly charcoal-infused blend.
Yeah, yeah. He's also used the hashtag coal miner's finger, which is a reference to earlier when we were talking about the sausages, blackened
old. The 1980s charcoal-covered sausage.
Yes, yeah.
Bring back those days. Mm.
But yeah, there's lots of other people pushing the boundaries. What's this one? Nothing like mackerel fishing in Tembe, then barbecue them on the beach with flame roasted bread and a flagon of cider from Chris Brecken. Lovely work, Chris.
Mackerel fishing in Tembe sounds like some
salmon fishing in the Yemen.
Is it a film?
Is it a
Wes Anderson film? Oh, it's a heartwarming tale. And Judy Dench adventures in it with Dev Patel. And yes. You'll leave heart-warmed but with a tear in your eye.
It's lovely, yeah.
Mackerel fishing in Tenby. Not in cinemas this cinema. This summer. Nottingham Forest kicking off in an hour and 20 minutes. Today's results not going our way. But the barbecue is. This yes. is the thing, is, even if football lets you down,
yes.
meat will always save your soul. I've just seen a text about the different foods that people have in their barbecue. An anonymous, understandably anonymous messenger says, my dad found a crab on a pipe at his chemical works on a night shift. We woke to the worst breakfast ever.
A crab on a pipe. Wow.
Oh, chemical works. Chemical. That's the bit you're like.
That is not a dressed crab, is it? That is for the opposite.
A distressed crab.
Distressed crab. That is some rank crab meat there. And imagine having crab for breakfast anyway, let alone one you found on a pipe in a chemical works.
Old crab pipe. Here he is. Old crab pipe turned up. I mean, I'm allergic to seafood, so I've never known the joy of crab.
No. Do you know what? Mind crab,
reminds me of every Christmas, there's a story in a tabloid about a bloke that's cooked his Christmas dinner under the bonnet of his car on the way to the in-laws. I was running late, I stuck it under the bonnet, and when I got there, the whole thing had cooked. You're like, oh my God, this is genius.
Yeah.
But surely, fat oozing out of... It's not safe, is it?
It's of your car, isn't it, surely, as well? And it's going to ruin the engine.
Oh, this is... Oh, it's lovely, the turkey. It tastes a bit like a Renault Espace.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
I will indeed. And Brian has been in touch. He sent us a text this afternoon saying he'd like to hear what David Beckham makes of the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights being visible from the UK and everyone sharing pictures of it on their social media. David, your thoughts, if you're out there.
Well, that's the thing, you know, I remember Sir Alex signing Aurora Borealis from Benfica in a treble-winning season. You know, he was fantastic. He couldn't get a game in that side, you know. And, you know, I always said that he'd, you know, be a bright light in the sky, and it's proved to be the case. You know, he's got a wonderful left foot, but, no, joking aside, you know, I was saying to Victoria the other night, you know, it's great to see the Northern Lights, you know. Spent my whole life wanting to see him. You know, I was obviously went to the MLS where you couldn't see him, but...
Yeah.
Does this sound like
Yes, it's right, because you've got the face as well. I mean, you can see his face.
Like doing the slightly furrowed brow like that, you know, but...
A bit more high-pitched, perhaps. Is he still...
In my final... Where's Joe Pasquale? I remember in my final season...
Pasquale's interrupted the feed. What's going on? Get out, Joe.
I remember in my final season playing for United, where... I said to Sir Alex, I'd like to see the Northern Lights. He said, you're too concentrated on Aurora Borealis, you know, you got to concentrate on your game, David. We covered it in the Netflix documentary a little bit, you know, we skated over it a bit. You know, I said to Victoria, you know, she's the only light for me, but, you know, I was interested in the Northern Lights. I do have to accept that it was a hard time to go for it. I said, I remember I went to Real Madrid and I was even further away from them, so I'd watch them on a webcam, but oh, I don't know what's happened. Oh, it's actually hurting my throat doing this.
It's gonna die,
Pasquale. But, you know,
that was it, you had it. That was it, you were back.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. But. You know, now that I'm not playing football no more, there's two things I like to do. You know, I like to keep my hob clean. You've not seen the Netflix documentary, I'm a clean freak.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's outside. Like he barbecues outside, doesn't
he? Barbecue outside, yeah. Loving the show today, boys, by the way. Me and Victoria have been listening to it, so our farmhouse, I like to clean my hob. Victoria says if I keep cleaning my hob, I'll go blind.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Yeah. We've been talking about unusual things to have on your barbecue. Mm. Sam from Bristol says, my friend asked me to buy him a discount meat for a barbecue. I found lamb's liver. I found lamb's liver for 7p. Oh. He cooked it for a long time, was charred on the outside, but a little undercooked in the middle. He ate it very slowly, and when I asked what it tasted like, he said wet, crunchy, with a hint of iron. Do you know what? 7p. Wow.
7p liver.
It's such an...
It seems too cheap.
Suspiciously cheap meat.
Cheap meat. Oh,
I think
dear.
I'd be more reassured if it was free.
Yeah.
I said, look, just you can have that.
Yeah, I mean...
Seven, how have they arrived at 7 instead of 5 or 10?
Lamb's liver, discount meat section as well doesn't sound good.
If 10p is too expensive for the meat...
Yeah. Exactly, you can't even get Freddo for that much these days.
You can't even get a Freddo. You can't even get fake frog for 10p.
Yeah, that's not right, that's not pushing
that
the boundaries.
That ain't right.
That's not pushing the boundaries in a good way.
That's pushing the boundaries in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Mike from Hay on Wye says, gents, do not have prairie oysters on a barbecue like my mate did in Wyoming without knowing what they were. I've just Googled prairie oysters.
What are they? What are prairie oysters? Oh, right. Is it some sort of offal?
Yes. It's a sweetbread. It's a particular part of the bull.
Yeah.
And the bull has two of these next to each other in a little pouch.
Sweetbread is such a weird name for what that is, isn't it?
But if it tastes nice, I mean, on a barbecue, I think it tastes nice.
It's the most out there suggestion we've had.
It certainly is. Why
prairie oysters on your barbecue.
It's such an exotic show.
I mean, if you saw that moose, the roadkill moose, you wouldn't go straight for the prairie oysters, would you? The last bit left on that carcass.
Prairie oysters, such a funny. Like next time next time there's an impact in that region. the prairie oysters.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well, another crazy day in the Premier League. And on Britain's roads.
Yes, absolutely crazy. Crazy stuff. Thank you for getting involved if you did. Thank you for listening. Do leave a 5-star review if you can.
5-star written review. Mm. It just really, it helps power the show.
It does, yeah. It really helps us climb up in the ratings and other such stuff.
It's a people-powered podcast, and we need those 5-star reviews. They are our fuel in order that we can provide another podcast next week. Obviously, next week, if you want to listen to the show live, we're on Sunday.
Of course, we should say that, yes. 4-hour special on a Sunday evening.
3 till 7. As the Premier League season comes to an end.
The curtain comes down on another season in the top flight.
So, yes, we will be back live on Sunday and then we'll be back at the start of the next season. So, for the penultimate time this season, thanks so much for downloading. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.